what the issue might be, but he's going to either they're going to have to call a timeout or he's going to have to set for a play. We're quickly going to take some snaps with the backup. It looks like they're bringing somebody else in on a sideline. Dylan Patello is set, and Patello has quarterbacked this team a few times, so he certainly knows the plays and he's capable. I'm pretty sure that when Deckerville played at North Huron in the opening game, he pretty much quarterbacked that whole game for him. So we'll see what happens here as the clock cranks back up. 55 seconds to go, and we'll see whether Patello sets one play or sets for the rest. But Patello's back deep, hands off to number 20. Pretty safe play as they spread things out and ran into that.
Number 20 had a little bit of a slip there when he was running down the field. Again, this dude has been playing into the entire game tonight. I mean, he probably wouldn't have made it much further, but that definitely did affect him a little bit.
Yep, Govea slipped up, picked up just a couple yards. And Pagel's kind of still standing here on the side taking a drink, and I'm kind of thinking, well, we'll see what happens. He's back out on the huddle on the side there with him now, so I think looks like Pagel's going to go back into the game. 37 seconds to go. Second and 8 for Deckerville on their own 28-yard line. You might as well say 37 seconds, second and goal, because they're going to have to make a couple big plays to get down the field to have a shot at this.
The game is definitely getting into close to what could be overtime territory.
It's kind of looking that way at this point. It's been a heck of a game and a lot of fun. North Huron's pretty much set in prevent defense. Brandon Moore and Kyle Case are playing 12, 13 yards off the line of scrimmage. They got a couple other backers that are playing 4 or 5 yards deep. The Deckerville has the field spread, 2 wide left, 1 wide right, single set back. Hands off to number 8, Dorr. I don't know if he got out. He did not get out of bounds. The clock continues to run. Now we have he did not get out of bounds. The clock official calls timeout. I don't know what that's about. The one official on the side said he didn't get out. They start the clock back up, and here it goes, 27. It's third and one. Third and one. Now Deckerville calls timeout. Coach is pretty upset about that. He couldn't believe they started the clock. He thought he went out of bounds on the far side, and by the time he figures out that he didn't go out of bounds, Deckerville loses about 5-6 seconds off the clock as they call timeout. I'd love to throw it to commercial, but we're not going to go away and miss a second of this game. It's just too dang exciting.
Yeah, every second counts at this point, so we have to keep up to date on it. It's about 23 seconds left. It's going to come down to these last couple plays, and they're really going to have to push to get it here.
We'll see. That may very well be. I haven't been keeping track, but I think that's Deckerville's third and final timeout. 23 seconds to go. Coach Fisher's out talking to the officials as Coach McIntosh is in the defensive huddle. Coach Brown is changing up the lineup. An official saying, we're going to change. I think they're going to put a couple seconds back on and call it 25 seconds maybe. I'm not sure. We got an official down here trying to tell them in the booth where they want to reset the clock to. And actually, they ran some time off it. I thought maybe they were going to put it on, but instead they ran some time off it. We're down to 18 seconds to go in this game. The officials say it should not have been stopped because he did not get out of bounds. Pagel is set in a split. Whoop. Now we got whistles all over the place. I think they're going to say that they weren't set. We'll leave it at 18 seconds. We'll get things reset. The officials weren't quite ready. Deckerville was in a hurry to get her going. North Huron's playing a deep prevent. Pagel is set to pass. Now he takes off on a run, breaks the tackle, but that's about the extent of it as Moore and Gallick are there to bring him down. It's definitely a first down and going to happen, but we've got 9 seconds left to go. Deckerville is going to get about one shot at this play as Pagel is waiting for the official to tell him that he can go. blows the whistle, starts the clock. Pagel takes the snap, hands it off to Dorr, who's short of the first down, and we're calling timeout. Timeout, Deckerville says.
So North Carolina, 3 seconds to get that, get a point in.
It's going to be Deckerville's ball, second down, just across midfield at the 49-yard line, second, and you might as well say 49. With 3 seconds, there's no sense saying it's second and third, or second and three. Second and goal from the 49-yard line with 3 seconds to go. The only thing that Deckerville truly has going for them here is the fact that if they don't get it, we go to overtime. And if we do get it, we win the game. And I would assume that they will pull out just about every stop they have here for a last play. And I would also assume, as I watch and see, that there goes North Carolina's two best defenders, Case and Moore. And they're 25 yards off the play, basically saying, bring it to us. There's no way you're getting to the end zone, but we'll see what happens. The snap, the clock's going to run out. There goes Dorr. But he gets down to the 25. The clock runs out. North Huron read it and played defense the way they had to. He ran real hard, but they had things spread enough to bring it out. So we're going to go to overtime, but before we go to overtime, we're going to throw it to a commercial and take a quick break.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cutaback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Hi, Scott Provost here with the Moore Auto Group, Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, and Moore Shoreline and Seawing. I'm proud to be a member of the Thumbs winning auto sales team, where I can put more than 20 years of experience to work getting you the best deal on the Thumb. See me at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll for Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or at Moore Shoreline and Seawing for your Chevrolet and Buick needs. I'll meet you at either location. Come see me, Scott Provost, and let's make a deal.
We're back. Clark Brock and Adam Kaharchak, Cruise 102, here at Deckerville Homecoming, and what a matchup we've had. I texted Paul Adams a while ago while he was over at Lakers watching that, and I said, Paul, we've got the best game of the night. I haven't heard back from him, but we're going to overtime. It's 30-30 at the end of four, two teams that have just slugged it out. We got into the second half, and it was, we'll kick to you, you score. You kick to us, we'll score. You kick to us, we'll score. And back and forth they went. Thought maybe the whole turn point of the game, North Huron kicked to Deckerville. They fumbled the ball. North Huron's got it deep in their territory, and Deckerville comes up with a huge stand and holds them off. And then, of course, there's only a couple minutes to go, and Deckerville could not go the entire length of the field at that point to score. It was just too far. North Carolina playing prevent defense, give them 10, 12 yards. They knew the clock would run out on them, and it did. And so here we sat, going to go to overtime and see what happens. This is a real big game in terms of where you go and what you do for playoffs, because Deckerville needs a win desperately to have a chance to move up. They're going to play Peck next week, which is a really, really tough game. North Carolina's going to go next week to Kingston in a game that you'd think they should be able to handle and win. And North Carolina will be set in good for playoffs. Deckerville needs a couple wins here to be in a little better playoff position. At this point, there's a good chance they're going to be on the road to defending state champs and a good football team. But North Sierra has given them everything they wanted tonight.
Yeah, and as you were saying earlier, they were really holding back North Sierra after that fumble. You could see a fire kind of building up in them with that little squabble they even had going.